Chris and Sam podcast. Pull up a bar stool and join us for a random conversation, guaranteed to make you think or your money back.
Hello and welcome to episode 474 of the Chris and Sam podcast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Sam. Welcome along to your weekly fix of randomness, technology and life in 30 minutes or less.
Yes, 30 minutes. That's the deadline.
Let's go.
Just because you don't want to hear about it, have you heard about Trump's latest grift?
No.
He's selling. Can you imagine what he's selling? Can you give a guess?
Well, he had the shoes the other week, so now
he's had the shoes, he's had the NFTs.
Some sort of hair care product.
No, oh, he had the scent. Don't forget the scent.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go. What is it?
Bibles. God bless the USA Bibles.
He'll make so much money.
$60 a Bible.
And are they just normal, or is he something? Has he modified them a little?
They come with the Constitution.
Oh.
And the oath of something or other, or some other crap.
He's probably going to make a ton of money. I assume there's a crossover between his supporters and...
Yeah, oh, there is. Huge evangelical thing. But yeah, so he's partnering with some guy, obviously.
Of course.
The Gemstones. He's partnering with the Gemstones.
Yes.
The Righteous Gemstones, for those not in the know.
Have you been up to anything since last episode, is what I was going to ask you.
One thing.
Okay, go.
I have read three books in a series called the...
Okay.
Carl the Dungeon Crawler. Dungeon Crawler Carl. Series. It's a little bit like
a 14-year-old boy's story. No,
Ready Player One.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a bit like Ready Player One. That's the nearest thing I can say.
Okay,
but yeah, it's almost like Dungeons and Dragons meet Space Aliens.
So you quite liked it though, because you smashed through these books.
Yeah, I just bought the other next three.
How many is there?
There's only six in the series.
Oh, okay.
Series. I thought I'd buy three, and because I hate finishing one and then not being able to start the next, and then I ended up reading three of them in like
how long are they though? I know you can read a lot, but yeah. I don't know if they're normal size novels.
Yeah, they're normal.
Okay.
The reading time, it says the reading time is like 7 hours on them.
Yeah, it's a smash out.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's the biggest thing I've done. What about you?
I had a meeting today with Paige with the Shift 72 people. Well, when I say people, it was just one, Spencer. Shout out.
I'm blanking. I was like, Shift 72?
Shift 72 is a Waikato company that has a online platform to stream movies for film festivals.
Around the world, not just in New Zealand.
Yeah, so they started off really big. So it sounds like, from the gist of it, they sort of came up with an idea before the pandemic, and that hit, and they went...
They're in the money.
It seemed like it. They're in a new office... And it was a very nice office on Victoria Street, actually. Yeah, it was good. Good conversation. They're keen to do something with Misty Flicks. Not too sure what that means. But they do, trying to get more in with the New Zealand film festivals. They're in with some of them. But what they're finding is, it's funny, you'll like this story. He said sometimes they'll help someone out, they'll do some stuff, and then whatever reason, the people go, that's not working for us. And he's like, okay. Goes to their website, there's like no link anywhere to go to this thing, this platform. And he goes, well, how did you tell people? Oh, we did a post on Facebook like 9 months ago. And he goes, okay.
Yes. For anyone listening, the Misty Flicks Challenge is open. You can register now to make a film for the competition. I know we've got at least one entry in, because they've told me.
Nice.
Thanks, Adam. And he's paid, and I have no notifications of that. I need to catch up with Maddie and go, who are these notifications going to?
Wouldn't have a clue. I haven't seen anything either. So that's good. So what have you got?
Have you seen this Baltimore Bridge thing?
Oh, it was crazy. Look at him go.
It is, eh? It was interesting. So I managed to watch a nautical man. I don't know what you call him. Some dude.
A boating expert.
Yeah.
A nautical man. Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so he was sort of going through. It was fascinating, though, because he goes, right, you can see as it's coming, because they had that camera.
That wide shot.
A static camera. Yeah. Just looks at the bridge. And he said, you can see the lights coming off, and you can see the smoke here coming out.
Mm.
It shouldn't be belching that smoke. So something's gone wrong inside.
Yeah.
And all the... lights have gone off on the bridge, so everything's gone.
Mm.
So what he's done is he's lost steam. They managed to get it on, but he's hit reverse.
Oh.
Reverse. Now, when you hit he said he would have been better if he'd just left all the engines off, and because he's still got forward motion and the rudder could still steer.
Yeah, okay.
But because he hit reverse and it's a single prop, it sort of does that, like a pendulum with front being the bottom of a pendulum.
Oh,
and so that's... it wasn't enough to bring it back, but it was enough to take it off course.
Yeah, and it sort of swung.
And then it went again, like the power went again. And so they had no control again. And so it's aiming in the wrong direction. They managed to, they told the Port Authority who stopped traffic from the bridge.
Okay.
But there were some people still already on there. I don't know how long it took them to stop the traffic. But yeah, when you look at that and you go, I mean, I know the video that I saw, most of the videos were four times sped up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it falls really quickly. But even so, that's...
That was a big span.
It's a mile.
Oh, yeah, it's dropped.
A mile span. So if you haven't seen that video, look it up, but I think everybody probably would have seen that. It's fascinating. It doesn't take it doesn't take a lot to down a bridge, but it's a container ship. That's a lot.
yeah, that's right.
In fact, you look at it and you go, that's supposed to fit under that bridge?
I don't know, yeah.
Apparently it does, yeah.
Have you heard of the fish doorbell? I learned that this week.
The fish
doorbell? Yeah.
No.
So it's a doorbell, and you can help some fish. So every spring, this is through the city of Utrecht, wherever that is.
Germany.
Yep. So every spring, these fish migrate upstream in search of places to spawn. And they go through the city centre, but the boat lock is closed during spring, but you can help the fish. So they've got like a streaming camera underwater, and it's just like black and white, I don't know, dark, grainy, just water going past. And at the so that's based at the bottom of the boat lock. When you see a fish, you press the button, and it basically takes a photo. So I think they see that, and the ecologists are like, oh, they can see it, and it sort of tracks it. And then when so many people hit the button, it sort of opens it a little bit, lets the fish out, and closes again. But it says here, hey, if the doorbell's not there, it's okay, but please note, we've only got 950 streams available. Like, that's how many times they can do it. We did not expect so many to help, but we can stream it live on YouTube, but YouTube doesn't have the doorbell feature, so you might have to open two screens just to see this doorbell. It says, the fish are increasing in the next couple of days, and it's good. Even though it's still cloudy, you might see something, but you got to be fast enough to click the button to take the picture.
This is almost like your minutiae.
Oh, don't worry. I've got my phone off silent in case that goes off, because it went off twice yesterday and hasn't gone off today yet.
Ooh.
So anyway, so that's happened, and which is cool. And the other thing that I thought was pretty cool this week, before I get into Dickhead of the Week, Greg? It's Greg.
C-R-A-I-G?
No, it's Greg with a G and an I. Greg. Greg Hamilton, he becomes the first New Zealander to finish that Barkley Marathon. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, so this Barkley Marathon is 100 miles, right?
Right.
Which isn't that, like, it's ultra marathon, whatever. People have done that before. It's got a 60-hour time limit to do it.
Oh, okay.
He did it. He had 21 minutes left, I think, and he's the 19th finisher in 38 years.
Holy crap.
Because it has an elevation twice the height of Everest. That's how much they go up and down, basically, on this track. And this story is absolutely terrible because it's got some weird rule where you have to be with people for the first three or four laps or something, and then after that you can sort of go through. So this year, they actually had five finishers.
Oh, wow.
So the most finishers ever in one race. It's pretty crazy. The fastest time was 58 hours and 44 minutes.
Whereabouts is it?
Good question. it's at Barkley.
Okay, all right, thanks. I'm assuming it's the US.
Yes. Frozen Head State Park in Tennessee, US. There we go.
Okay.
So that happens. Now on to Dickhead of the Week.
Oh, no, come on, give me a go. Have you seen the hedgehog thing?
What's the... I don't know, maybe. What is it?
So it's...
Oh, is it the stupid photo of the woman that...
Yeah, so,
yeah, okay.
So the story is...
I don't know.
Some woman found the tassel of a pom-pom of a hat, it looks like. There was something else.
Yeah, that's right. It was.
And raced it off to the local hedgehog rescue station in the UK, because they have these hedgehog rescue stations. And so there's a photo of this pom-pom, or whatever the hell it is, next to a bowl of water and a bowl of cat food.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe it at all.
I don't believe it either.
But I think it is the best marketing thing they've ever done.
So is it?
I think it's a marketing thing. I think they threw it up in social media and said,
okay,
this is the story. Because how else are you going to elevate people looking at hedgehog rescue? Nobody gives a shit.
That's
but
right.
But then when you go, some dear old granny's lost her marbles, everybody's like, that's hilarious.
And you get some podcasts talking about it in New Zealand.
Yeah. And that story went around the world.
Mm.
Okay, who's the dickhead?
Russell Coutts.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think we all knew that.
Did you hear him about getting all upset about the Dolphins?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking 20 years ago. Oh, no. I don't know what he's done recently.
So there's a series of racing called Sail GP, and they were doing it down in Christchurch. And last Sunday, I think it was, last Saturday actually, in Littleton Harbour, there were some dolphin sightings on the race course. So they said, we're going to stop it. So there's 10 crews. They sat around on their boats for about 90 minutes. They decided to cancel that day's schedule and call it off. It's the second time in as many events in the harbour that dolphin sightings have caused a delay. He got completely upset about it. He went on a complete rant on radio for like 10 minutes. They didn't talk for that long. And he's like, they're not endangered. Just go. It doesn't matter. They're in the water.
I totally agree with him.
And the conservationists are like, no, they are. It is a protected sort of species. So anyway, he got a bit upset about it and they're talking about moving it and stuff.
I appreciate that they're not. I appreciate that they're endangered, but I don't see how a boat race would beat them.
This is Sail GP. They're going pretty quick. I think if they turn, they could just hit a dolphin. I guess they don't want the bad publicity of having a dolphin cut in half. I don't know.
Yeah, there's that. True.
But that, so he's like, oh.
I can't imagine a dolphin getting hurt.
Well, yeah, he said it's a poor decision. He said there was no doubt there are marine animals in the water all over where they race. We've never had an incident in 35 years. The flip of that is like they're like, yeah, that's cool, but you don't have that incident because they do call it off if there's a lot of dolphins being spotted. Mm. I don't know. Anyway, he got a bit upset about it. This dude found a meteorite the other week. Did you hear that?
No.
So this Wellington man, he's part of the Fireballs Aotearoa group, which is this random website and group.
Which you look very excited about just then.
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty cool. So they take photos. They've only got like a couple of photos, and one's from like 10 years ago, right? So it's this massive like meteorite coming down.
This is a group. It's a Facebook group. And in the Facebook group, there's two photos from 10 years.
Website. No, it's got other stuff. But basically, the group of more than 20 ran out to Lake Tekapo Thursday morning to try and find this meteorite after they saw it, right? It's been 20 years since one's been found in New Zealand. And 99 years since one was discovered in South Canterbury, right? And he just goes, I think that's it. And they're like, yeah, that's it. So it's pretty certain he's got it. They're going to get it tested. It does look like meteorite. It was just sort of wedged on the ground. Because there was one that went through a house roof a while back. That was the one before this.
Yeah. Didn't go through a kennel or something?
Yeah, something like that. That's the one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a half kilo rock. And they all got pretty excited about it. But I bet there's some people like real dark that he found it and not them.
So the first Neuralink recipient, have you heard about that dude?
I saw a clip, but I didn't watch it. What was he doing? He was typing with it? No.
He's playing Civilization 6.
Of course he was. What do you want? Oh, play Civ 6. Yes.
Well, so he
when do you get your implant?
He's quadriplegic.
Yep.
So he had a diving accident 6 years ago.
Okay.
And he's lost all ability to move from the neck down.
Yeah.
So he can't do anything. So he had been playing chess, and I don't know what interface he had been using for that.
Probably eyeball tracking.
But he couldn't play Civilizations without somebody there helping him. But you know how long a game that is?
You so, imagine being the helper. You're like, okay, I'm coming in. Do you want to be changed? Am I lifting up bed? No. Civ 6, click that button, change that, move it there, okay, upgrade that, keep going. we've got 26 hours of this. What?
Yeah, basically. Because he goes, it's so good. I don't need anybody else. I can do it. I can just lie there and play this. He goes, the only thing is, after 8 hours, I need to put it on the charger. So I need a break every 8 hours, which I don't know if that's a design feature or a bug.
And that's the Neuralink thing he's got to charge.
That's
the Neuralink. So is it?
Well, it's... I guess he puts his head on a mat.
Yeah, because it's like, is the whole thing completely in his head? Do we know? It is.
I think so. I don't know if there's a port. I think it's all internal. Mm. But I didn't read enough of it, and it looks like I didn't save the link, which
Well done. Well
sorry
done.
About that.
No, you're doing good.
You'll find it. But it's such a good thing that you're doing, Elon. For these people that have no ability to move. Yes, but you know what his ultimate goal is? To put it in all the people that work at Tesla so they, when they go to complain about anything, he can shut them off.
I mean, that's a long-term goal. We've got a guy that can play Civilization 6. Like, that's not what I thought they'd be doing with the first dude. I don't know what they'd be doing, but I don't know.
That's what he's into, so that was his choice, not theirs, I don't think. But I'm sure Civ 6 pretty happy about it. I bet you he gets the first edition of the next
version.
He
should do.
Yeah, absolutely.
He should do.
I've got one here about, I've named it expensive balsa wood. Have you heard this? You know how they auction off props from movies?
Okay, yeah.
So until recently, the most expensive thing that they had was the Indiana Jones bullwhip from Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That'd be pretty cool.
Doesn't say how much they paid for that.
Okay, I think it went...
And the other one was Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining. But they've been topped now by the biggest one of all.
Okay. Oh, part of the Titanic set.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It's the final door that she's floating on. So it's balsa wood.
I just guessed because in my head you said balsa wood, and then I just thought of Rick and Morty when he's on the boat and that woman's trying to kill him, and she's like, "Pretend you're Jack," and then when he leaves, they're like,
"Have I not seen this one? Maybe I haven't seen this one."
She tries to have, and then when they go back to the car, he's got a complimentary door and he's put it on the roof. They're like, "Gave him a door." Anyway, that's what made me think of that.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Okay, cool.
So, what do you think that sold for?
Oh,
and I assume this is an American. Dollars, it would be. It's the Hollywood.
I'm going to say 850,000.
Pretty close, actually.
I didn't think...
718,000.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was going to crack a million.
No.
So that was a random guess.
But no, it's okay. Very okay. Close. $718,750.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm just like, the whip I could get into, the axe I could get into, they're quite portable. You can stick them on the wall. The door made of balsa wood. I mean, it's not heavy.
No.
So there's that. But, I just don't think it's that.
It's okay. Not that good. It's not for you.
It's not for me.
It's not for you. Hey, a Nigerian entrepreneur. That's a good sentence, isn't it? She did a review of a can of tomato puree, and they're threatening her with imprisonment now.
Yes.
The manufacturer accused her of making malicious allegation that has damaged its business.
So she said on the social media, she goes, "I've tried this stuff. I don't really like it. Can anybody tell me of any others they tried?" And somebody said, "That's my brother's company. Don't you say anything bad about them." And she said, "Tell your brother he's effing killing people because there's way too much sugar in this." And that's what got her in trouble.
And it sparked protests by locals. Who say she is being persecuted for exercising her right to free speech.
But what's the law? There's a law they quoted in there.
She was arrested. She used her Facebook account with the intention of instigating people against Arisco Foods, is what the claim is.
Yeah, there was some... I thought there was some word, like, it might have been instigating or something like that. This is just a... most bullshit sort of term ever.
You imagine if they did it here, because you know who they should go after? They should go after stupid Brian Tamaki, his stupid followers. They got upset about a rainbow-coloured zebra crossing thing in Gisborne, and they painted over it, right?
So did they get done for vandalism?
The police arrested them, and then, according to Brian Tamaki, the mayor, who was a cross-dressing gay man, went out and spent taxpayer money and repainted it overnight. So all his followers are up in arms about that. They tried doing the exact same thing in Auckland. They either didn't use the right paint or the rain came too quick and most of it got washed away. But he's an idiot. So anyway.
He is totally an idiot. Have you seen this thing about the Lego-faced criminals?
What is a Lego-faced criminal?
Oh, you have to click onto the link.
Okay.
So a local bylaw, I don't know whether it's a state bylaw or a state law or a county law, has said that you're not allowed to publish the face of criminals, suspects. Okay. So before they've been convicted, you don't know if they're guilty or innocent.
Yeah, yeah,
so
okay.
You can't show their faces.
No, yeah. Okay,
so
yeah.
Somebody in the police station, because they obviously have these things in the local news and the local, website or whatever, he's been putting Lego heads on them.
Oh, I see.
To
I see.
Hide their identity. Okay. Okay. But Lego's just got very not happy about it. Which I get it. I actually think they look really good using the Lego heads. And I can imagine that guy patting himself on the back going, this is awesome, this looks
so
good.
So they're respectively asked to refrain from using their intellectual property. They've got a picture here that says why the covered faces, and it's a lineup, like a police lineup, and they've all looks like they've got Lego heads on.
Yeah.
And I think the guy or whoever's doing this person has taken way too much time to match up the Lego head to their neck and the size, because it looks like they're actually wearing the Lego head.
I know.
It's mental.
I know. There's a video, but actually it's really sad because that video, the website that I've got linked to, and we'll have a link in the show notes, is a Fox News website, and they've got the TV program talking about it, and they start going on about the woke police station. Why don't they show the criminals' faces? We want to know who the bad people are. And like, do you not understand the whole idea of innocent till proven guilty? Like, do you not get it?
They do not. They're idiots.
Fox News, apparently not. So,
like, in those photos, normally, you'd just use an emoji.
Well, normally you'd blur them, right? You do the pixelated thing, right? But I think an emoji would probably be the next best thing.
Yeah.
They actually looked really good with the Lego heads.
Oh, no, they did.
And he used different faces, just for everyone listening. He didn't use the exact same one. He used different, expressions, and some have stubble and some don't. And yeah, I thought it was hilarious, but yeah, Lego doesn't share my sense of humour on that. The British Museum has lost some credibility.
They stole too much stuff?
Exactly. Too much stuff was stolen from them.
Oh, okay.
So one of the what do they call them? The curator, I think, has resigned because he was warned by somebody, an art dealer or historian or something, said to him, hey, you know some of your stuff's being sold on eBay? And he's going, no.
Like from the collection that's...
From the collection.
Out of the view?
I'm assuming it's out of the view.
Yeah, because they have so... Like, what is it? They only show, like, 5% of the whole collection 2% or something. Ooh, whatever, something like that. Okay.
So somebody who was working in the... I think I want to say Roman and Greek, something like that area.
Okay, yep.
They sold a bunch of items on eBay and stuff like that. Do you want to guess how many?
How many items?
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be a silly number. 200.
1,800. And I assume that's been happening...
For a while.
For a while. Well, yeah.
Okay.
And he's been doing it on eBay, PayPal records. They've asked for eBay and PayPal records.
That's crazy.
He tried to cover his tracks by using fake names, creating false documents, and manipulating the museum's records so that they don't know they're missing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there's so much stuff in the background, you know, he's just selling this crap off.
Did it say how much he made?
No. Oh. And I think it's early in the investigation.
Okay. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. So, it doesn't say anything like that yet. So, yeah. British Museum, you've done been stolen everybody else's stuff, and now you'll get your stuff all stolen.
That's right.
I should have done that with a British accent, but I can't.
No, you did your best. That's enough. No more.
I didn't. I've got one here about... Oh, I've got a couple more.
Okay.
Nappy change. I thought, oh, that's interesting. But it's probably not that interesting. Is that the, one of these nappy companies in Japan have stopped selling infants' nappies and they've switched their production line to adult nappies now because the boomers have all hit that age.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Japan's birth rate has dropped so significantly. Only 700,000 people children were born in Japan last year.
It's not enough.
It was 2 million in the
'70s
or '80s.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Like, yeah, they've got a big population drain. You know,
so they're really aging out. But yeah, so it just makes you wonder all these other things that are going to change with the boomers hitting. That's
what you need to think about so you can get on board with it and start selling them random stuff.
Yeah, money. Exactly. Your memory thing. That's interesting. And I saw another thing with Zahan, Peter Zahan, the other day, and going through this demographic thing. And it just does look like China, because China's having worse problems than Japan.
Mm.
Because they had the one child thing for so long.
Yeah, well, weren't they paying people now or something? There's like an incentive.
And their wage rate is so much higher than everywhere else now.
Oh, right.
So in the next 5 years, you're not going to get cheap shit from China anymore because it's too expensive to make there.
Yeah.
So everything made there is subsidized by the government, but they can't afford to keep doing
that. Oh, okay, good.
So that's going to be interesting. And I got another one here of a robot police dog.
Yeah.
Got shot up.
Is this one of the... Is this the Boston Dynamic thing?
Yeah, it is. It's a Boston
one
Dynamic.
One of those spot dogs, whatever they're called?
Yeah. So a suspect, I guess you'll call him a suspect because he was shooting, barricaded himself in the house. And cops, instead of going in, they sent three robots. The one Boston Dynamics robot dog and a couple of bomb disposal, which I think are tracked.
Until we get the humanoid ones.
Yeah. So the robotic dog named Roscoe was part of the Massachusetts State Bomb Squad. And, yeah, so it's being remotely controlled.
Yeah, that's good.
Went in, cleared the rooms, went down the basement. So the guy had gone into the basement
because
they thought, didn't know where he was. So it opens the door. Starts
that's
going
right,
down,
it's got the little arm.
Yeah, and so it got shot 3 times, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Twice knocked over the robotic dog before shooting it 3 times and disabling its communications. The person then shot at one of the other robots and an outdoor swimming pool.
Yeah.
Why would you shoot at an outdoor swimming pool?
Because he's on meth. It makes sense when you think about it.
Before police deployed tear gas and arrested. But, yeah, so... Okay. How long do you think it will be before all schools now have robotic dogs?
Probably.
Long before terrorists learn to reprogram the school's robotic dogs and kill students that way? And if they did,
oh my gosh,
would
more
that
to
be against the Second Amendment to ban the robotic dogs? Because...
I don't know. There's a lot of thought questions there. That brings us to the end of this week's episode.
Yes, it does. So happy Easter to everybody, because it's Easter.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out on Easter. Yeah, I've got to organise that.
Well, this is coming out on Easter.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I've got to sort it out.
So, yeah, happy Easter, everyone. Have a good holiday. I basically did no work today. I've been feeling a bit crook. But, yeah, I'm probably going to do stuff over the Easter holidays. But I might read more Dungeon Crawler, Carl.
Excellent. Okay, until next time, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
See ya.
Bye.
Hope you enjoy the show. Make sure to subscribe and catch you next week. Don't forget to tell your friend.